Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following mixed levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is softer against the euro and sterling, but the USD versus Japanese yen conversion has surged to the highest level since October 2022. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. Crude oil futures are lower after registering a third straight weekly decline. Gold is higher, industrial metals are mixed. In macro news, there's no change to market expectations for the Fed to hold rates at the current level and begin easing by mid-2024, countering the bearish bond narrative. There's also no change in expectations for European central banks. The European Central Bank's Lagarde continued to talk up the need for restrictive policy late last week. The Bank of England policy messaging, however, showed signs of division, but it is deemed unlikely to cut rates until mid-2024. In other developments, U.S. President Biden and China's President Xi are set to meet on the sidelines of the APEC summit on Wednesday. Wide-ranging issues are expected to be discussed, with the resumption of military-to-military talks being one of Biden administration's priorities. In other news, China's Singles' Day shopping festival ended with e-commerce giants reporting sales growth. South Korea's finance minister said that the country's inflation is likely to ease in November. The Reserve Bank of Australia's head of economics warned that the inflation fight is likely to be a drawn-out process with the risk of price-wage spiral. On the data front, Japan's PPI inflation eased by more than forecast as cost pressures continue to dissipate. South Korea's exports rose in the first 10 days of November on rising demand for semiconductors and vehicles. In Europe, a survey by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development showed that the UK pay growth is still too high to meet the Bank of England inflation target in the near term. And the UK house prices still show signs of vulnerability. Despite the unexpected increase in October house price data, sentiment is still fragile amid high rates. But the UK is set for good news on the inflation front when data is published on Wednesday. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the weekly DOE crude inventories and the weekly EIA natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Tyson Foods and Henry Schein, posting their results before the open. In corporate news, Google is in talks to invest 9 digits in Character.ai, according to Reuters. Sources say that the hundreds of millions of dollars investment could be structured as convertible notes. OpenAI is planning to secure further financial backing from Microsoft, according to OpenAI CEO in an interview with the Financial Times. In Asia, equities were mixed in a subdued Monday trade as traders wait for the U.S. inflation data, China retail sales, and the Biden-Xi meeting. Hong Kong today was supported by outperforming tech sector despite the underperforming property developers. Mainland China logged mild gains. Japan finished the day with little change. Taiwan market was underpinned by sharp gains in TSMC, while South Korea and Aussie markets had minor losses. European markets have opened marginally higher after a soft performance in the previous week. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Monday, November 13, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.